The following is a presentation of WLQI Sports.
High school basketball here on WLQI is brought to you by The Good Table Restaurant, CNR Repair and Towing, Emerson Sonograph, RMT Transport, State Street Title, Anderson Outdoor Power, Suburban Propane, Kentland Bank, Joe's Mobile Home, Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances, MidwayNet.net, Reinforcement Designs, Smith's Ace Farm Store, Rensselaer Septic, and Charlie Roberts.
And a pleasant good evening and welcome as WLQI Radio 97.7 FM The Q presents girls high school basketball this evening from Morgan Township High School in Valparaiso in a Class 1A Sectional 49 opening round matchup. It's the Washington Township Lady Senators taking on the Covenant Christian Lady Knights. Good evening and welcome. I'm Frank Sprinkle. Tonight starts throughout the Hoosier State, the Indiana High School Athletic Association Girls Basketball Tournament presented by the Indiana Fever and the Indiana Pacers. There are many teams throughout the state just dreaming about a trip to Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis at the end of the month, but it starts tonight. And for these two teams, it's the second meeting of the season. Washington Township and Covenant Christian met on November 23rd, played right at Washington Township High School, won 59-49 against Covenant Christian. This is a five-school sectional that gets underway tonight. And we'll get set with the play-by-play coming up in a matter of moments. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on 97.7 The Q.
The Good Table Family Restaurant is the place to go for an excellent home-cooked meal. The breakfast menu is full of all your favorites, including fluffy three-egg omelets full of mouth-watering bacon, ham, and sausage, cooked just the way you want it. Their soups and salads are made fresh daily along with every menu special. Come to The Good Table with a hearty appetite, and I guarantee you won't leave hungry. The Good Table Family Restaurant, located on US 24 West in Kentland, where they serve good food to good people.
Joe's Mobile Home and RV, it's not just mobile homes and RVs. They carry a huge line of truck and Jeep accessories. For instance, they carry WeatherTech and Husky floor mats, rugged cargo mats, mud guards, bug shields, bed mats, soft and hard to know covers, step bars, and running boards. That's a lot of accessories. Give Joe a call at 574-278-7625. Chances are, they've got an accessory that you need. That's Joe's Mobile Home and RV in Buffalo. Open 8:30 to 5 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Saturday, 9 to noon. Closed Thursday and Sunday.
When you want a mechanic with experience you can trust, call CR Repair and Towing in Brook. From brakes to oil changes to transmission and engine work, they do it all. Whether it's auto, truck, or a mower you need repaired, call the experienced staff at CR Repair and Towing. CR Repair and Towing offers new and used tires for heavy duty, agriculture, and lawn and garden, and accepts all major credit cards. For emergency service and towing, call 219-275-6100. CR Repair and Towing in Brook. Experience you can trust.
Working with people has been a Kentland Bank trademark for 86 years. They pride themselves with a small bank atmosphere and friendly staff. They are dedicated to making your visit a lasting one and make it a priority to help you achieve your financial goals. They offer the conveniences of online and mobile banking, along with a variety of loans. They invite you to stop in at any of their five locations and meet their dedicated staff. Kentland Bank thanks you for making them the bank of choice since 1932. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Start of the Class 1A Sectional 49 tournament from Morgan Township High School as the Covenant Christian Lady Knights take on the Washington Township Lady Senators. Good evening and welcome. I'm Frank Sprinkle. So happy you could join us as Washington Township and Covenant Christian drew the opening round matchup. Oddly enough, this is a five-school sectional with Morgan Township, the host school, and Gary 21st Century Academy drawing a bye to the semifinal on Friday night. Likewise, Couch, drawing a bye to the semifinal on Friday night, will meet the winner of this one. A Washington Township out of the Porter County Conference, they come in three games under the 500 mark at 9-12 overall, finishing seventh in the eighth school Porter County Conference with a record of 1-6. Only Boone Grove was worse, winless in the conference this season, finishing eighth. Covenant Christian, 19-4. They are not in a conference, but Covenant Christian has played some great basketball down the stretch. Covenant Christian comes in, as mentioned, 19-4. But if you take a look at what they have done lately, they just have won. They have won 5 games in their last 7 down the stretch. Right now, both teams are on the floor. Actually, they are off the floor for pregame warmups. I'll tell you what, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back and we'll give you the starting lineups brought to you by MidwayNet.net for both teams. It's the Washington Township Lady Senators and the Covenant Christian Lady Knights. The sectional tournament about to begin here at Morgan Township High School in Valparaiso. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on 97.7 The Q.
It's preseason tune-up savings on lawn and garden equipment from Anderson Outdoor Power. Get your equipment ready for spring with a seasonal 21-point tune-up special. Includes free pickup and delivery within a 15-mile radius. You'll get personalized service with the area's best certified technicians. Shop local and get the service you deserve with Anderson Outdoor Power, 325 Almond Street Southwest in DeMont. Or call 219-987-5212 for current pricing and repairs. The service that's one-on-one is sure to get things done.
Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning is still your local provider for propane, with service you can depend on not only for propane, but even your water softener, drinking supplies, and salt. Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning, with locations in Remington and Winnemac to serve you. For your next home heating, drying, and water softener supplies, call Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning in Remington, 219-261-4286, or in Winnemac, 574-946-3053.
DeMont, you have a title company.
State Street Title.
Morocco, you have a title company.
State Street Title.
Lowell, you have a new title company.
State Street Title.
State Street Title knows your most valuable asset is your home. They know the stress, questions, and concerns when purchasing and financing. With dedicated professionalism, they will guide and assure that you are protected against claims or risks. State Street Title is here to serve you with 3 convenient locations in Morocco, DeMont, and now Lowell.
February is KitchenAid month at Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances. Want consistent performance combined with quality you can see and feel? KitchenAid has you covered. Designed by professionals, KitchenAid appliances deliver extraordinary power, strength, and capacity to take on the biggest tasks. See Marty and the boys at Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances in DeMott and Rensselaer for your new KitchenAid appliances.
A recorded version of our national anthem here from Morgan Township High School. Let's give it a starting lineups for both teams, brought to you by MidwayNet.net for the Washington Township Lady Senators. Visitors on the scoreboard, the 5'6 senior guard, Olivia Klinger, number 1. Mia Lewis, the 5' senior guard, number 4. Number 11, Zoe Brickner, a 5'8 senior forward. Number 15, Megan Bobey, a 5'8 senior forward. And number 33, Michaela Armstrong, a 5'7 junior forward. For the Covenant Christian Lady Knights, number 10, Desiree Holmes, 5'6 junior. Number 24, Cindy Baker, a 5'10 junior. Number 32, Leanne Buter, a 5'6 senior. Number 33, Hope Delstra, a 5'11 senior. And number 44, Skylar Boss, a 5'10 freshman, rounding out the lineup for Covenant Christian. We'll take a final timeout. The play-by-play coming up. We'll get the tournament started after this. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on 97.7 The Q.
Rensselaer Septic Tanks, Northwest Indiana's most modern, progressive, and diverse septic tank manufacturer and service center, is hiring a CDL driver. This full-time day shift position with local deliveries offers health insurance and company matching IRA benefits. Rensselaer Septic Tanks is continually striving to increase the quality of their products and services. They're committed to forward-thinking, evolution, and progress in an attempt to provide their clients with the best. For more information, please call 219-866-5063.
SP19 American Kitchen is a unique culinary treat for the whole family. Each weekend, Chef Brian puts his reputation on the line with a menu above and beyond your ordinary weekend restaurant. The 5-star entrees paired with your favorite beverage and the delectable desserts have people raving over the creativity of SP19's weekend specials. Plus, their delicious family menu gives you so much more to choose from. Follow them on Facebook for new weekend specials. SP19 American Kitchen, where champions are made.
All Second Morgan Township High School, Frank Sprinkle on 97.7 to Q. By the way, our starting lineup, as mentioned earlier, brought to you by MidwayNet.net, your access point to the internet. This is a doubleheader you will hear of action on 97.7 to Q. After this game tonight, we will send you over to Hebron for the Class 2A sectional there, as the North Noonan Lady Spartans will take on the Boone Grove Lady Wolves. Now, right now, currently in that same sectional and on Bear Country, 104.5 FM and 1560 AM, WRIN, you can catch Bernie Goen and Jeff Marlowe on the call, as Rensselaer Central right now trailing 11-6 over South Central of Union Mills. Right now, that game, as mentioned, on our sister station, Bear Country, 104.5 FM and 1560 AM. After tonight's game between Washington Township and Covenant Christian, we'll get you out to Hebron for the North Newton Boone Grove contest. Right here, it is Covenant Christian in search of their 20th victory of the season. They come in with a 19-4 overall mark, looking to advance to play against Touts on Friday in the semifinal, while for Washington Township, looking to put the under 500 season behind them. As mentioned, 9-12, they've had it tough, losing a lot of games down the stretch. So both teams right now at midcourt. We are getting set for the start of the IHSAA Girls Sectional Basketball Tournament, and we're underway. Buter clears into the front court for Boss. Boss with the right-handed dribble for Covenant Christian. They are the designated home team, white on white, with royal blue numbers front and back. Here's a three air from the far side left wing for Boss as it trickles out of bounds and will go to the Washington Township Lady Senators. Washington Township this season has had a year of struggles, yet they started off the season with three straight wins, all at home, defeating River Forest, Hammond, and Gary Roosevelt in a span of November 12th to the 16th. Red on red with black numbers front and back, trim of white down to shorts into the front court. Here is the pitch for Lewis, airlifting a three, left wing, triple it up from the near side as Lewis comes up with the three, the 5-foot senior with her first point of the evening, a 2-3 zone for Washington Township. Covenant Christian with the ball, trailing 3-0, and it's stolen away by Bodie. Bodie with the left-handed dribble, switches over to the right, along the far sideline, pitches it outside for Olivia Klinger. Klinger pitches it out. They'll work outside the perimeter with Lewis. Goes to the outside. Olivia Klinger drives and calls for a travel as she was angling from the baseline far side to the right. So Covenant Christian, a gift, the first turnover for Washington Township. We are inside the Morgan Township Cherokee Gym on this Tuesday night, the start of the IHSAA Girls Basketball Tournament. Covenant Christian trailing 3-0. Front court to the right as Boss angles to the right, pitches it. They'll go baseline. Here is a jumper. No, that drops for Holmes. And here comes Washington Township in transition. Center of the floor, Armstrong, right-handed dribble. Has it stolen away. Nice steal by Sydney Baker. And Covenant Christian will clear. Now they lose the ball off the Covenant Christian player. As here is Klinger coming up with the miss off the glass. Gets her own rebound back right at a key. No, and the flat-footed rebound hauled in by Hope Zelstra. Hope Zelstra, the daughter of Tim Zelstra, the first-year head coach of Covenant Christian. Inside the free throw line, no for Boss. As the ball trickles to the far sideline, Boss able to track it down. That is Skylar Boss from the baseline left. No, as the ball trickled down into the corner by Hope Zelstra. Keeping it alive. Here is Buter. Buter angling to the near side. Cuts baseline. Counted for Leanne Buter, the 5'6 senior with her first 2 points and a 3-2 advantage for Washington Township inside the Morgan Township gym. Here is Lewis, a baseline jumper from the near side left. Nicks the iron, the ball loose and out of bounds. They're going to say last touch. Covenant Christian. So Washington Township, with 5:30 remaining opening quarter, will have the ball, leading 3-2 as they'll work outside the perimeter with Mia Lewis. Lewis tries to stretch it across for Zoe Brickner. Brickner starts to drive as it's stolen away in the lane by Covenant Christian. Here is Skylar Boss. Boss with a right-handed dribble into the front court right. Has it poked away briefly, but a foul reach-in called on Mia Lewis of Washington Township. First foul for either side, non-shooting. 5:16 remaining opening quarter, a 3-2 advantage for Washington Township. Washington Township, of course, used to playing in this gym every other year. Washington Township, Morgan Township, out of the Porter County Conference. Harris Holmes starting to drive, leaves it short. The offensive rebound and the put in off the glass. Good for Hope Zelstra. And Covington Christian with a 4-3 advantage here early. 5 minutes remaining, opening quarter. Klinger, a three right elbow near side, misses with a three-point attempt, and Covington Christian will take over with speed in the front court right, pulling up in front of the free throw line. Boss, no, as the rebound cleared by Lewis. Mia Lewis will pitch it out as Michaela Armstrong works the point, center of the floor for Washington Township. Stribe is pitching it down low for Brickner, count it, and one. So Brickner to the line, drawing contact in the act of shooting. So a foul on Covington Christian, and they're going to get Hope Zelstra with the first Lady Knights foul. So Brickner to the line. Strong bend of the knees. Tries to get it off the back iron, no, and a flat-footed rebound, Hope Zelstra. Here is Skyler Boss. Boss into the front court right. Pitches it to the baseline right. Here is a baseline jumper for Holmes. Comes up missing off the iron and with the two-footed rebound, Mia Lewis. So here comes Lewis as they'll work the point with McKay. Backs out. Thought about taking the shot. Instead, pitches it shortly for Bobie. Now Armstrong for Lewis. Baseline jumper near side left. Off the back. Iron denied. Armstrong rebound. Teardropper in the lane. Leaves it short. The two-footed rebound in the hands of Hope Zelstra. Covington Christian trailing 5-4. Looking to regain the lead. The pitch to the outside as they'll try to go inside for Hope Zelstra. In between the rings. Buter. Skyler Boss with the right-handed dribble. Baseline jumper from the right. Counted for Skyler Boss. Boss, her first 2 points of the game. The lead, Lady Knights, 6-5 over Washington Township. 3.5 minutes, downward spiral clock in this Class 1A Sectional 49 opening round matchup from Morgan Township High School in Valparaiso. Lewis airlifts a three near wing left side off the front iron and the flat-footed rebound by Buter. Here comes Covington Christian with the lead, 6-5. Skyler Boss runs into contact. As a foul on Washington Township, looks like they're going to get Megan Bobie for the foul. And the indication is the 5'8 senior Bobie called for the foul, her first. Two team fouls for Washington Township. Baseline to the near left side as it's trickled inbound. A work outside the perimeter with Buter. Skyler Boss, a 2-3 zone displayed by the Washington Township Lady Knights. Now working outside the perimeter, looking for the right shot. Here is Buter, a three from the far side left elbow, no, and going up for the rebound, Armstrong. Here comes Washington Township in transition. 6-5, Covington Christian with the lead, and Boss with a steal for Covington Christian. Right-handed dribble into the front court right. Boss driving in the traffic, no, and an offensive foul called on Covington Christian. So Skyler Boss called for her first personal. It's a non-shooting foul. Both teams squared up at two fouls apiece. As Washington Township will work the length of the floor. Covington Christian, a 6-5 lead. 2:30 in the downward spiral clock. Opening quarter. Armstrong with the right-handed dribble. Backs up near the MT Morgan Township logo. The lawn pitch for Lewis. Baseline to the right. Return for Armstrong. Front about the three. Drives in the lane. Awkward shot. Back iron denied. Going up. Brickner for the rebound. Comes up with a miss. And the offensive rebound controlled by Bobie. Now here is Lewis inside the arc from up top. No, off the backboard as Covington Christian will clear. Covington Christian, Lady Knights, a 6-5 lead here in Morgan Township. Buter, a three left corner from the far side. Readily, no. Zelstra, the rebound, however, she loses it. And Bobie comes up out of the pack for Washington Township. Bobie, right-handed dribble. cuts baseline, backs it out. They'll work outside the arc as it's stolen away by Covenant Christian. Coming up with the steal, Zylstrup. 2-3 zone for Washington Township. Both head coaches, Mike DeHaven of Washington Township and Covenant Christian, Tim Zylstra standing up. So out of bounds, it's going to go to Washington Township with 1:26 remaining in the opening quarter. So happy you can join us on this Tuesday night of opening round sectional girls basketball on 97.7 The Q. The first of two games we will bring you between here and Morgan Township, as well as the Hebron Class 2A sectional. Front court to the left for Washington Township, trailing 6-5. A student section for Covenant Christian in royal blue attire, making noise. As here is a baseline jumper, a miss. The ball controlled in the paint by Covenant Christian as Tyler Boss starts the drive, right-handed dribble in the lane, lets it go, and fake shot for Skylar Boss. 4 points for her on two field goals, and the lead 8-5, one possession in the form of a three-pointer for Covenant Christian. Here's Armstrong striving in traffic and stolen away by Buter of Covenant Christian. Here is Boss. Boss with the right-handed dribble. Baseline jumper from the right off the glass and in. Window smoocher for Skylar Boss. 6 points for her in this opening quarter. Down to 23 seconds and counting for the opening eight. Armstrong will pitch it over, working in between the circles. The 5'6 senior, Olivia Klinger, angles to the near wing left. Return for Armstrong. Almost had it stolen away. Armstrong in the lane. Backs it out. They'll go baseline. Here is a baseline jumper. No for Olivia Martinez. Goes out of bounds. And Covenant Christian with 4.7 on the clock will work the length of the floor. Buter with the inbounds, baseline in the near right side. Boss picks it up. Boss across the timeline with speed. Down to 2 seconds. Pitches it outside. Buter, a long three in between the rings offline. And that will do it for the opening 8 minutes for Morgan Township High School in Valparaiso, where Covenant Christian leads 10-5 over Washington Township in this opening matchup of the Class 1A Sectional 49 Girls Basketball Tournament. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on 97.7 The Q.
Emerson Sondergrath Chevrolet Buick, locally owned and operated in Kentland, serving Benton, Newton, and surrounding counties. Service and warranty work is done on all makes of GM vehicles. They have a large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Since 2003, they have sold over 4,000 vehicles. Let Emerson Sondergrath Chevrolet Buick on US 24 in Kentland help you with your next vehicle purchase today.
Dreams do come true. Have you ever dreamed of owning your own truck? Now you can. Call RMT Transport in Morocco and tell them you want a lease to own. RMT Transport is now hiring for Class A CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Please call Tiffany at RMT Transport Morocco for more information. Would you like more information on the lease to purchase program? Call RMT Transport in Morocco, 219-285-2307.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarter like no other. Plus, Reen has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
Start of the second quarter for Morgan Township, or from Morgan Township High School in Valparaiso. Washington Township with the basketball. Covenant Christian at 10-5 lead in this Class 1A Sectional 49 opening round girls basketball matchup. Frank Sprinkle on 97.7 The Q. Washington Township with the basketball as down two possessions. The Lady Senators, Claire Horvath in the game, tripped up, and they're going to stay a push from behind. So a non-shooting foul on Covenant Christian. The foul, Sydney Baker, her first. That's the third team foul for Covenant Christian. As mentioned, a two-possession lead at 10-5 for the Lady Knights. Baseline jumper to the right and bank shot for Megan Bobie. So Bobie opens up the second quarter scoring. It's a one-possession lead for Covenant Christian in the form of a three at 10-7. In the game, Dominique Bennett for Covenant Christian. Tyler Boss works outside the perimeter for Buter. For Bennett, now they'll go to the near elbow inside the arc as Boss elevates no from the right baseline, and Bennett clears for Covenant Christian. Bennett at the left elbow far side, looking for the right shot with a minute from the left elbow far side, and Lewis clears for Washington Township in the front court to the right. Angling baseline, pitches it in the lane, and a foul as in the act of shooting, Olivia Martinez foul on the Lady Knights. The second personal for Sydney Baker, four fouls for Covenant Christian. And that will send to the line Olivia Martinez. Martinez, strong bend, arcs it up, and perfect on the first. So Martinez in the scores book, her first point. A quick update from Hebron, 23-14, South Central of Union Mills with the lead over Rensselaer Central. That game at the half, Bernie Gowen and Jeff Marlowe with the call on our sister station, Bear Country, 104.5 FM, 1560 AM. Second free throw misses, and we have a jump ball possession arrow favoring the Lady Knights of Covenant Christian. Covenant Christian this season starting off, likewise Washington Township, having won three straight games, a 2-1-2 zone for Washington Township on defense. A three for Buter from the left elbow far side, no, as we have a foul contact in the Covenant Christian front court. A non-shooting foul called on Washington Township, and the second personal to Mia Lewis. The five-foot senior guard, guilty of the contact. Dominique Bennett brings the ball inbounds from the baseline near side. Bennett hands it off for Boss. Gets it now, a double team on as a pitch down low. Boss comes up with a miss. However, Zelstra, the offensive rebound, left at the key. They'll go for Zelstra. Here's a pitch outside for Buter at the left elbow far side. A 3-2 defense for the Washington Township Lady Senators. 10-8 lead for Covington Christian. Turnaround jumper for Skofsma misses. Skofsma off the bench. And Washington Township in transition. Inside 6 minutes before halftime, a 10-8 Covington Christian lead. Washington Township can tie, even take the lead from beyond the arc. It's been a competitive game here at Morgan Township. What a way to start the IHSAA girls basketball tournament. Here is a three from the right corner, far side, doesn't fall for Brickner as Covenant Christian clears, and stopping it was Buettner, almost went out of bounds. Here come the Lady Knights of Covenant Christian. Across the timeline, center of the floor, here is Bennett, a baseline jumper from the left, back iron denied, and going to go the other way to Washington Township, foul on Covenant Christian. Hope Zelstra called for her second personal in all, the team's fifth, and two under the penalty, Covenant Christian. Washington Township can tie the game with a basket. Horvath thought about it and said, let's go, has her shot blocked as the ball trickles out of bounds and will go to Covenant Christian with 5:06 remaining second quarter. As mentioned, it's a five-school sectional starting tonight here in Class 1A, Sectional 49. White on white with blue numbers front and back, Covenant Christian. Zelstra, a baseline jumper, no, from the near side right, as it's going to go the other way. It looks like Covenant Christian called for a foul. Indeed, it is a Covenant Christian foul on Morgan Skofsma, the 5'8 junior, called for her first of the night, and at 16 fouls for Covenant Christian. One more, Washington Township will go to the line. Washington Township in their red on red with black numbers front and back. Looking for a basket to tie beyond the arc. As mentioned, they'll have the lead. Here's a dribble drive. Bodie comes up with the miss in the lane and the offensive rebound on 2 feet by Zelstra. Here is Boss in transition down the lane. Back iron denied and the rebound controlled. Washington Township up with the rebound. Zoe Brickner, the senior. And both teams having trouble scoring in a matter of minutes here in the second quarter. Here is Horvath tripped up, driving, drawing contact, foul on Covenant Christian. So a foul on the Lady Knights with 4:18 remaining second quarter, a 10-8 lead for Covenant Christian, the second personal for Morgan Skopsma as a timeout called by Tim Zelstra of Covenant Christian. A full timeout will do the same with 4:18 before the half. 10-8, Covenant Christian with the lead over Washington Township. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on 97.7 The Q.
The Good Table Family Restaurant is the place to go for an excellent home-cooked meal. The breakfast menu is full of all your favorites, including fluffy three-egg omelets full of mouth-watering bacon, ham, and sausage, cooked just the way you want it. Their soups and salads are made fresh daily along with every menu special. Come to the Good Table with a hearty appetite, and I guarantee you won't leave hungry. The Good Table Family Restaurant, located on U.S. 24 West in Kentland, where they serve good food to good people.
Opportunity missed by Claire Horvath, the 5'3 sophomore, missing the 1-1 as we have a foul on the other end. Actually, it's going to be Washington Township with Zoe Brickner called for a foul immediately after the missed shot. It's a non-shooting foul as Washington Township, 4 fouls, 3 under the penalty. Here is Skylar Bosch driving, leaves it short at the netted cup. Hope Zelstra with the put in off the offensive rebound, and she has 4 points. And that's for Covenant Christian, their first 2 points. Believe it or not, of the second quarter, their lead up to 2 possessions at 12-8, 4 minutes in the downward spiral clock remaining before halftime. Here's Covenant Christian clearing with Skylar Boss. Boss losing the handle as Klinger with the steal. Klinger for Washington Township in transition. Right-handed dribble with speed. Let's it go awkward shot. Counted in the paint. Those are the first 2 points for Olivia Klinger. And the lead up to 1 possession for Covenant Christian. And Skylar Boss, a jumper from the lane. 8 points for her, 14-10. The action picking up inside the Morgan Township gym. Washington Township with the basketball. Front court to the left. Bobby starting the drive from the free throw line, extended left. Off the back iron denied, and a two-footed rebound hauled in by Leanne Buter. Tyler Boston transition, right-handed dribble. The pitch for Dominique Bennett on a hop to the right. Line drive pass in between the rings for Buter. Return for Skylar Boss at the near elbow right. Work outside the perimeter. Dominique Bennett airlifts a three, left elbow far side, no. And the rebound controlled Armstrong of Washington Township. Starting the drive coast to coast with a layup good off the glass for Michaela Armstrong. And Armstrong, her first 2 points, a 14-12 lead for Covenant Christian, looking to extend beyond 2 possessions. Buter, a three from the right elbow, far side, triple it up. Leanne Buter with her first three. To that effect, the first three for Covenant Christian as the lead 17-12, 2:30 in the downward spiral clock before the half. Washington Township, front court to the left in the red on red with black numbers front and back, white trim on the shorts. Klinger, a three, right elbow, far side, triple it up. Olivia Klinger, all 5 points for her have come in the second quarter, and it's a shootout here in the Morgan Township gym. 17-15, the lead, Covenant Christian up by two. Lady Knights with the basketball, front court to the right. The pitch for Skylar Boss. Baseline to the left, counted for Skylar Boss. Boss with her first 2 points, a 19-15 lead. 2 possessions for Covenant Christian. In the front court left for Washington Township. As Washington Township looking for a basket to cut the lead, to 2-1 possession, a motion for Mike DeHaven standing up, the fourth-year head coach of the Washington Township Lady Senators. And now it looks like he wants to call a timeout, and does. It looks like a 30-second timeout charged to him with 1:27 remaining before halftime. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep the call here. Want to remind you that once again, On our sister station, Bear Country 104.5 FM and 1560 AM, it's the Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers in action in the Class 2A sectional over at Hebron, the Class 2A sectional 34 tournament there. And last check, it was 23-14, South Central of Union Mills leading Rensselaer Central. You want to hear it? Bear Country, a place to go with Bernie Gowen and Jeff Marlowe. And Bernie and Jeff will be standing by at Hebron for the second game of the night between the North Newton Lady Spartans and the Boone Grove Lady Wolves. That's a game you will hear right here on 97.7 The Q after the conclusion of this one. Out of the 30-second timeout for Washington Township, Lady Knights of Covenant Christian, a 19-15 lead. in this Class 1A Sectional 49 opening round matchup, the lone opening round matchup of this tournament. Lewis, the pitch in between the rings. As starting the drive, Armstrong in the traffic, a short bounce on one hop and off the glass for Zoe Brickner. She has 4 points, a field goal in each quarter as we come up inside the final minute before the half. Here is Buter outside the arc. Tyler Boss, the leading scorer at the moment for Covenant Christian. Buter, a three right corner near side, no, elevating rebound for Megan Bobby. And in transition, worked the Washington Township Lady Senators. Armstrong, the pitch outside for Klinger, the clock down to 35 seconds and counting. Remember, no shot clock in high school basketball. They'll keep it outside the arc. Bobby in between the rings, holds her dribble, now starts one dribble with the right. Right in front of the Covenant Christian bench. Armstrong, left-handed dribble, now backs up near the timeline, down to 18 seconds. 15 seconds on the clock. Here is Bobby, the pitch for Klinger, a three, left elbow near side, off the iron, offensive rebound. Lewis from the free throw line, offward shot denied by the front of the iron. Covenant Christian clears down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Boss left of the key, has it poked away with 0.3 seconds remaining on the clock. So there is some time and a quick catch and shoot as Covenant Christian with the basketball. Boss baseline to the far side right will pull the quick inbound catch and shoot for Covenant Christian. And they're not even going to shoot it, pardon me, as Holmes with the basketball. And time runs out, 19-17, the lead for Covenant Christian up at the half by 2 over the Washington Township Lady Senators. Our halftime show coming up, the halftime show brought to you by Hillcrest Dental Center, where Dr. Drone and Dr. Ayler say, keep on smiling. We're at the half of this Class 1A Sectional 49 opening round matchup. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on 97.7 The Q.
When you want a mechanic with experience you can trust, call CR Repair and Towing in Brook. From brakes to oil changes to transmission and engine work, they do it all. Whether it's auto, truck, or a mower you need repaired, call the experienced staff at CR Repair and Towing. CR Repair and Towing offers new and used tires for heavy duty, agriculture, and lawn and garden, and accepts all major credit cards. For emergency service and towing, call 219-275-6100. CR Repair and Towing in Brook. Experience you can trust.
DeMott, you have a title company.
State Street Title.
Morocco, you have a title company.
State Street Title.
Lowell, you have a new title company.
State Street Title.
State Street Title knows your most valuable asset is your home. They know the stress, questions, and concerns when purchasing and financing. With dedicated professionalism, they will guide and assure that you are protected against claims or risks. State Street Title is here to serve you with 3 convenient locations in Morocco, DeMott, and now Lowell.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter is doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting SeedSense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Try SeedSense and more to transform your planter with Solid Rock Ag Solutions in Remington. Call 219-261-4216 or visit solidrockag.com.
It's preseason tune-up savings on lawn and garden equipment from Anderson Outdoor Power. Get your equipment ready for spring with a seasonal 21-point tune-up special. Includes free pickup and delivery within a 15-mile radius. You'll get personalized service with the area's best certified technicians. Shop local and get the service you deserve with Anderson Outdoor Power, 325 Almond Street Southwest in DeMott. Or call 219-987-5212 for current pricing and repairs. The service that's one-on-one is sure to get things done.
Back in Morgan Township High School, the start of the Class 1A Sectional 49 IHSAA Girls Basketball Tournament. And here, the Covenant Christian Lady Knights leading 19-17 over to Washington Township Lady Senators. A 10-5 outscoring of Covenant Christian over Washington Township in the first quarter, and then 12-9, Washington Township outscoring Covenant Christian to make it close, 19-17. We're at the half here at Morgan Township High School in Valparaiso. Remember, this is our halftime show brought to you by Hillcrest Dental Center, where Dr. Drone and Dr. Ayler say, keep on smiling. We'll throw it back to the studio for the Commissioner's Corner on the other end of this timeout. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on 97.7 The Q.
Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning is still your local provider for propane, with service you can depend on not only for propane, but even your water softener, drinking supplies, and salt. Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning, with locations in Remington and Winnemac to serve you. For your next home heating, drying, and water softener supplies, call Suburban Propane and Pro Water Conditioning in Remington, 219-261-4286, or in Winnemac, 574-946-3053.
February is KitchenAid month at Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances. Want consistent performance combined with quality you can see and feel? KitchenAid has you covered. Designed by professionals, KitchenAid appliances deliver extraordinary power, strength, and capacity to take on the biggest tasks. See Marty and the boys at Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances in DeMott and Rensselaer for your new KitchenAid appliances.
It's preseason tune-up savings on lawn and garden equipment from Anderson Outdoor Power. Get your equipment ready for spring with a seasonal 21-point tune-up special. Includes free pickup and delivery within a 15-mile radius. You'll get personalized service with the area's best certified technicians. Shop local and get the service you deserve with Anderson Outdoor Power, 325 Almond Street Southwest in DeMott. Or call 219-987-5212 for current pricing and repairs. The service that's one-on-one is sure to get things done.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day-to-day with the IHSAA, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone. The Commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox, joins me. Commissioner, again, congratulations on the retirement. I thought the pairing show for the girls' basketball tournament went very well. It was really neat to see the young ladies with all their viewing parties around the state of Indiana.
It was great, Bob. Appreciate you and Greg and all the
work you
did to put the pairing show on. It was fun to watch the viewing parties, and that number continues to grow, and it's fun to watch the excitement surrounding that pairing show and revealing those first-round games, and we're looking forward to a great tournament. It'll be a lot of fun for the young ladies across our state, and we'll crown four champions in about a month.
Speaking of championships, wrestling begins this weekend. One of your favorites, one of my favorites, is one of the most exciting tournaments in the entire state, and it begins in earnest this weekend.
It does. 32 sites. There'll be over 5,500 young men and women that will wrestle in our tournament series, and that'll be pared down to 16 regionals the following week, then four semi-states around the state, and then our state finals in Bankers Life Fieldhouse on the 21st and 22nd of February. Tremendous tournament. It's one of my favorites, as you mentioned, just the fact that you win in advance, and it's a single elimination and just a really, really fun tournament. And a lot of young people getting ready to participate, and that starts this Saturday. So we're excited for the wrestlers and ready for the tournament to get underway.
As we have talked about numerous times, that championship round, when it's one-on-one, the spotlight's on you, the entire facility at Bankers Life Fieldhouse is sold out, and one mat, one spotlight, two wrestlers. There's no other competition like that in the IHSAA.
No. There's no place to hide. You got 11,000, 12,000 people looking down on you, and 50,000 watching online, and it's you and your opponent, and you got to produce or go home. That's the way it works. So it's a lot of fun. It's a great event, and we hope that a lot of our wrestling fans will come out and support all of our young people this week and the weeks to come.
Last weekend of girls basketball regular season, boys basketball continues. I know special event for you and the IHSAA this Friday as you honor a member of my profession, the media, Distinguished Media Award, something I was honored to receive a number of years ago, and I know the feeling, but I will let you talk about the honoree that you're going to be talking about this weekend.
Now, thank you, Bob. Kurt Goodsell, who's down in Jasper, Indiana, is going to receive a District 3 Distinguished Media Service Award. Kurt's been program director down there for 30 years covers high school sports with a great deal of passion and enthusiasm. in southern Indiana, and we're always happy to recognize those folks that positively cover high school athletics, and Kurt's one of those guys, and so we're going to go down and recognize him in front of his home crowd there in the Huntingtonburg gym, and looking forward to that.
Yeah, I follow him on Facebook, and I'm so excited for him. As we mentioned, though, you're now in the championship mode from now until the end of March. There seem like there are championships literally every weekend in the IHSAA.
Well, there are. There's a tournament series event every weekend now, starting this Saturday through the boys' basketball state finals. And they're not all state championships, but a lot of them are. And so regional semi-states, those are, you know, those are some of the most important events for a lot of our member schools. You know, when you get to that, let's just take that basketball or girls' basketball tournament. There's going to be 8 schools that get to the finals. And so there are a lot of schools that don't get there. So these sectionals are very important, as well as the regionals and the semi-states. So we're looking forward to it, and we've got one every weekend for people to go to.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. This is our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA related. Commissioner, once again, congratulations on the announcement of your retirement. I hope you're still able to manage to pull yourself together because of all the well wishes around the state, and I'll look forward to spending some time with you next week.
We'll be fine. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
SB19 American Kitchen is a unique culinary treat for the whole family. Each weekend, Chef Brian puts his reputation on the line with a menu above and beyond your ordinary weekend restaurant. The 5-star entrees paired with your favorite beverage and the delectable desserts have people raving over the creativity of SB19's weekend specials. Plus, their delicious family menu gives you so much more to choose from. Follow them on Facebook for new weekend specials. SB19 American Kitchen, where champions are made.
Rensselaer Septic Tanks, Northwest Indiana's most modern, progressive, and diversive septic tank manufacturer and service center, is hiring a CDL driver. This full-time day shift position with local deliveries offers health insurance and company matching IRA benefits. Rensselaer Septic Tanks is continually striving to increase the quality of their products and services. They're committed to forward-thinking, evolution, and progress in an attempt to provide their clients with the best. For more information, please call 219-866-5063.
Emerson Sauter Groth Chevrolet Buick, locally owned and operated in Kentland, serving Benton, Newton, and surrounding counties. Service and warranty work is done on all makes of GM vehicles. They have a large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Since 2003, they have sold over 4,000 vehicles. Let Emerson Sauter Groth Chevrolet Buick on US 24 in Kentland help you with your next vehicle purchase today.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarter like no other. Plus, Reen has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
Start of the second quarter here is Klinger, a 3, triple it up. Olivia Klinger with her second 3, give her 8 points, an unofficial total for her, as the lead up to 22-19 now. Washington Township has clawed their way back into this one, and they have the advantage over Covington Christian, who operate front court to the left as the ball goes out of bounds. And Covington Christian having trouble here holding the basketball, a couple of turnovers for them to start the second half, as Washington Township will take over. Turnovers are magnified. Mistakes, all of it magnified in these sectional games as well as throughout the tournament. Here is a long 3, nicks the iron for Lewis from the left elbow near side. And Covington Christian in transition, a 3, they'll tie. Here is Boss losing the handle on an awkward shot, gets it back. Now Boss in the corner, baseline jumper from high left, near side, good for Skylar Boss. She is the leading scorer of either player on the floor right now. 12 points unofficial total for her. Armstrong to miss in the lane as Covington Christian looks to regain the lead. They're down 22-21, and Boss taking over this one. A layup down the lane. She has 14 points, 23-22. Covington Christian regains the lead. Washington Township front court to the right. as the Leafs seesawing here in the early stages of the third quarter. Klinger a three near wing, right side around the iron. As Covington Christian has it for a moment, and we have contact in the lane. It will be a foul on Washington Township. They're going to get, for her third foul of the night, Mia Lewis. That's the first foul, either side, second half. And with the lead, 23-22, Covington Christian, they'll drive the length of the floor. 5:35 in the downward spiral clock. Third quarter from Morgan Township High School in Valparaiso, Class 1A, Sectional 49, opening round matchup, the lone opening round matchup of this five-school sectional. And we have a travel called on Skylar Boss at the near elbow left. So from the near sideline, Olivia Klinger will pull the inbounds. And do we have a timeout? Looks like there was a timeout called. And Mike DeHaven wants a full timeout. And Washington Township calls it with 5:25 remaining third quarter. We'll do the same, 23-22. Covington Christian with the advantage over Washington Township. You're listening to girls basketball on 97.7 The Q.
Dreams do come true. Have you ever dreamed of owning your own truck? Now you can. Call RMT Transport in Morocco and tell them you want a lease to own. RMT Transport is now hiring for Class A CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Please call Tiffany at RMT Transport Morocco for more information. Would you like more information on the lease to purchase program? Call RMT Transport in Morocco, 219-285-2307.
Rick Frankel from Morgan Township High School in Valparaiso on the south end of town. For these two teams, Washington Township and Covington Christian, since the 2009-10 season, they have met 13 times, with Washington Township in all getting the better end of the meeting in the 13 meetings overall. Washington Township has won more games in those meetings. However, this season, as mentioned, was on November 23rd, the Covington Christian did win at Washington Township, non-conference for Washington Township, not within a conference. Covington Christian independent, but it was 59-49 in late November. Here's Skylar Voss with a steal with the right-handed dribble. Front court to the left, pull-up jumper left of the key, off the iron, no, and going up for the rebound, Washington Township, the quick court cross outlet for Klinger, and she lays it up and in. 5 points in this third quarter for Olivia Klinger. She has double digits unofficially with 10 points. The lead up to one for Washington Township, 24-23. Until now, a three-pointer from the left wing near side for Leanne Buter. And the lead, 2 points, 26-24. Covington Christian with the advantage, a 3-2 defense for the Lady Knights. Lady Senators with the ball in the front court right. This is a neutral site for both teams, and a reach in Leanne Buter called for the foul. So Covington Christian with the foul, and for Buter, they're going to say that is her first personal. So both teams squared at a foul apiece in the second half. 4:18 in the downward spiral clock. Armstrong at the left elbow near side, or right elbow near side. Here's Klinger, a three from the corner, triple it up, and Olivia Klinger, who has been one of the more consistent scorers, certainly the most consistent out of all this team. She's nearing 1,000 points, a 5'6 senior for this Washington 26 with Covington Christian with the basketball. Front court to the left, baseline jumper rattles in for Skylar Boss. 16 unofficial total for Skylar Boss as we come up on 3:45 and motion the clock downward, third quarter. Here is Klinger, leaves it short, might have been blocked. Covington Christian with the basketball. They will work into the front court left. Skylar Boss loses the handle. And are we going to get a foul here? Let's see. I didn't see any contact. Yep, they're going to see a foul. And that's going to be Olivia Klinger as they're motioning the foul on her for Washington Township. So that's her first personal. Two team fouls in the second half for the Lady Senators of Washington Township. Dominique Bennett back into the game for the Covington Christian Lady Knights. Here's Buter, a three near corner from the left. Nicks the iron and goes over the backboard, so we'll go the other way to Washington Township with 3:26 remaining in a 28-27 advantage for the Covenant Christian Lady Knights, the designated home team. Remember, if you're top of the bracket, you're the road team in this tournament. So that is why Washington Township, the road team, wearing their red on red. Here is Armstrong, free throw line extended from the right, perfect as it goes for Michaela Armstrong. She only has 4 points. She had a field goal in the second quarter to lead up to one for Washington Township, and a baseline, or actually in the lane, Zelstra with the basket. So Zelstra with 6 points, her first 2 points of the second half, 2:45 and counting third quarter in a seesaw contest to open up the Class 1A Sectional 49 tournament. Armstrong at the near elbow right starts to drive. Teardropper from the baseline leaves it short, and the flat-footed rebound of Zelstra losing the handle gets it back. Here is Skylar Boss into the front court left. Pitches it to the right on a hop. Ends up in the hands of Dominique Bennett. A three from the right elbow. Far side. Triple it up. Dominique Bennett with her first 3 points of the evening. A three for her. And the lead, two possessions at 33-29 for Covenant Christian. Washington Township with the basketball. Run court to the right. And we have a 30-second timeout called. Mike DeHaven will keep the call here at 2:09 remaining third quarter from Morgan Township High School in Valparaiso. And don't forget, we will carry, following this one, we'll send it over to Bernie Goen and Noah Ayler at Hebron for the Class 2A Sectional 34 tournament. Right now, Bernie and Noah are on our sister station, Bear Country, 104.5 FM and 1560 AM. The last check that I had was 23-14, the lead for South Central of Union Mills over Rensselaer Central, as Bear Country, 104.5 FM, 1560 AM, your home for Rensselaer Central athletics, including Bombers and Lady Bombers basketball. Here, Covenant Christian, a 4-point lead. Washington Township with the ball out of the quick timeout. Coming up on 2 minutes remaining, third quarter. Here's a steal by Skylar Boss. Boss centered the court into the front court right. Draws contact as the basket was waved off as the foul occurred right of the elbow. And they're going to say Michaela Armstrong, her first personal. 33-29, Lady Knights over the Lady Senators. Dominique Bennett, the pitch for Buter, a return to Bennett. A three, top of the key, plenty of air felt. It goes out of bounds. And with 1:49 remaining third quarter, Washington Township will have the basketball working the length of the floor. Driving center, working the point, Michaela Armstrong, right-handed dribble, motions with the left, countering on Skylar Boss, a line drive pitch to the near elbow right, as we have contact right at the key, and a foul on Covenant Christian. I believe it's Buter. Actually, check that. They're going to say Bennett, number 30, called for the push. So that's her first personal. Two team fouls for Covenant Christian in the second half. Elevating for three and a miss was Brickner. And we have contact in the Washington Township front court. Another non-shooting foul. The second personal, Leanne Buter, the 5'6 senior. The Washington Township will have the ball, bringing it in from the baseline left into the front court. Here's Michaela Armstrong, met by a double team, backs it out on a hop for Brickner. Here is Bobby, free for line extended bank shot. So Megan Bobby, only 4 points, two field goals here tonight. The lead up to one possession, 33-31 for Covenant Christian. Close affair in the Morgan Township. Jen Bennett, a three from the right elbow, far side, no. Left-footed rebound, Armstrong, left-handed dribble into the front court right from the free throw line, arcs it up, back iron denied, and in the lane, the rebound hauled in by Buter. Here is Skylar Boss for Covenant Christian, a bounce pass into the lane, and we have contact right underneath the netted cup. Getting up, looks like she has a little bit of a grin on her face. Was the Hope Zelstra drawing some hard contact. It's a non-shooting foul, the fourth team foul called for Washington Township, and that is the fourth personal for Mia Lewis. So for Lewis, she's in the red. One more foul. That'll be her fifth, and her night will come to an end. Non-shooting foul, as mentioned. Sydney Baker into the game for Covenant Christian. Here is Buter. They'll feed it for Boss. A three right elbow, far side. Nicks the iron. No, the ball loose in the paint and picked up by Baker as Covenant Christian keeps it alive with 35 seconds remaining. Covenant Christian taking advantage of no shot clock in high school basketball. From the corner, a three, rattling no for Bennett. Offensive rebound. Baker comes up with a miss right in front of the basket. And Washington Township in transition. Michaela Armstrong, the right-handed dribble, switches over to left, works in between the rings, motions with the left hand. Down to 15 seconds, comes around a screen at the left elbow, far side. Here's a three attempt from the left elbow, far side. Doesn't drop for Armstrong as Zylstra with the rebound. Here is Buter down to 2 seconds. Half-court shot off the iron. Missed it, not by much. And that will do it for the third quarter. Tight as it comes, tight as it gets here in Morgan Township. It's the opening of the Class 1A Sectional 49 tournament. Covenant Christian with a 33-31 lead over Washington Township. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on 97.7 The Q.
When you want a mechanic with experience you can trust, call CR Repair and Towing in Brook. From brakes to oil changes to transmission and engine work, they do it all. Whether it's auto, truck, or a mower you need repaired, call the experienced staff at CR Repair and Towing. CR Repair and Towing offers new and used tires for heavy duty, agriculture, and lawn and garden, and accepts all major credit cards. For emergency service and towing, call 219-275-6100. CR Repair and Towing in Brook. Experience you can trust.
February is KitchenAid month at Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances. Want consistent performance combined with quality you can see and feel? KitchenAid has you covered. Designed by professionals, KitchenAid appliances deliver extraordinary power, strength, and capacity to take on the biggest tasks. See Marty and the boys at Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances in DeMott and Rensselaer for your new KitchenAid appliances.
Start of the fourth quarter and still anyone's game in the Class 1A Sectional 49 opening round matchup. Covenant Christian with a 33-31 lead over Washington Township. The Lady Knights of Covenant Christian with the basketball. Front court to the left in the white on white with powder blue numbers. Front and back, blue trim down the side of the short. Buter in between the rings, pitches it outside into the corner to the left. Here is Desiree Holmes starting the drive, and she's going to get called for a travel. Looks like she did walk from this vantage point. So the 5'6 junior, a turnover for Covenant Christian, and this is a big opportunity for Washington Township. The leading Senators playing a lot better than their 9-12 record, and they have lost quite a bit down the stretch. Here's a pitch into the corner left, trying to bounce it down low. Turnaround for Brickner. Here is a big up. Baseline jumper for Brickner. Brickner makes good. That is her first, her eighth point of the night. She has 8 points and mark up a deadlock, 33-33 in Morgan Township as we have a jump ball, the possession arrow favoring Washington Township. So with 7:05 remaining in regulation, extra time may be the sight of the night. One thing we do know as far as time, timeout called. Did not see who called it. They're going to say Covenant Christian, the indication. And it's a 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick timeout. 33-33, still anyone's game between Covenant Christian and Washington Township. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on 97.7 The Q.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarter like no other. Plus, Reen has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
All right, out of the 32nd Covenant Christian timeout, Washington Township, Covenant Christian, tied up at 33 all. Both teams entertaining us to a thrilling opening round matchup in this Class 1A Sectional 49 tournament. Covenant Christian, or Washington Township, I should say, gets the ball across the 10-second line with Armstrong in between the rings. Right-handed dribble now starts to drive. Top of the paint, looks to back it out and does. for Bode Beef. Now Armstrong holds in between the rings, looks to his head coach, Mike DeHaven. Mike DeHaven motioning the signals vocally. A 2-3 zone for the Covington Christian Lady Knights. Starting the drive, here is Bobby, right of the key, pitches it outside from the right corner near side. Three attempt misses for Brickner. Covington Christian in transition with Boss. Boss a left-handed dribble. Right-handed dribble for Boss. They'll pitch to the outside as they'll keep it outside the perimeter. 33-33. Both teams evening each other up in terms of points. 14 all in the third quarter. Here's Desiree Holmes starting to drive. Lees is too strong. However, the offensive rebound, no for Zelstra. Second effort, no. And she'll go to the line, fouled in the act of shooting. Foul on Washington Township. And they're going to say Michaela Armstrong guilty of the contact. That's her second personal. 5 team fouls for Washington Township. 2 under the penalty. And the way this game is going, that might be huge. First free throw, no, for Hope Zelstra. Or Faber Tim Zelstra, the head coach of Covington Christian, standing up right in front of his bench. Watching daughter Hope. Quick bend. Lets it go. Back iron denied. Trying to get the offensive rebound and does. As the ball loose, here's a baseline jumper for Holmes. Nicks the iron, no. Second attempt, doesn't drop. And Hope Zelstra on the third try makes it successful. 8 points unofficial total, Hope Zelstra. 35-33, coming to Christian with the lead. The ball pinballed away. Hope Zelstra with the steal. As we have, do we have a foul here? I don't think we do. There was no contact. They're going to say, I believe, out of bounds. Okay, out of bounds, so we'll go to Washington Township. Lady Senators get the ball across the 10-second line. Michaela Armstrong starts the drive. Here's a three attempt from the left corner. Far side, triple it up for Olivia Martinez. Though Martinez, a big three. And a 36-35 advantage for Tri-County. Here's a miss for Covington Christian. As Bobby goes up in the air for the rebound, for Washington Township can extend on their lead as they have the 36-35 advantage in the Morgan Township gym. Klinger with the left-handed dribble, met with a double team, now pitches it for Martinez, a bounce for Brickner. Brickner holds her dribble, pitches it, and it's stolen away by Hope Zelstra. Covington Christian with the basketball, a basket, and they will take the lead. Washington Township with the advantage as it stands, 36-35. Back it outside for Leanne Buter. Buter holds her dribble in between the rings. Right-handed dribble, angles to the wing of the far side. Pitches it inside the arc at the baseline right. That'll go for Holmes. Holmes right in front of her bench, the Covington Christian bench. As Buter starts to drive, pitches it a baseline jumper near side to the left, and no for Zelstra. However, a foul as drawing the contact, Sydney Baker. So Baker to the line for a couple. Foul on Washington Township. The foul coming in the act of shooting. That's their 16th foul. And guilty of the contact, Michaela Armstrong. 3 personals for her. First three for Ark and off the back iron tonight. Everything big here inside. 4 minutes remaining. 4:22 on the clock. 4 regulation. 36-35. The lead for Washington Township. Sydney Baker with a free throw here can mark up a deadlock. Ben lets it go as she misses on the second, and Washington Township will take possession. Looks like a lane violation coming in Christian. So Washington Township will have the basketball. Length of the floor, 4:20, downward spiral clock, fourth quarter regulation. Across the court, outlet for Mia Lewis. Lewis with a right-handed dribble. Michaela Armstrong holds. Comes near the logo, right near the 10-second line. Left-handed dribble, switches to the right. Back to the right hand. Counters against Skylar Boss. Angles to the near elbow right. 4 minutes and counting for regulation in this Class 1A Sectional 49 opening round matchup for Morgan Township High School. Armstrong outside the perimeter at the near wing right. Here is Armstrong. Left-handed dribble for Lewis. A three up in the air from the left wing near side or far side. No. Flat-footed rebound, Zelstra. Here is Skylar Boss. Lost the leading scorer with 16 points unofficially on both ends as we have contact. So that's the seventh team foul, and that's a bonus opportunity as called for the foul. Her second, Olivia Klinger. Free throw in the air and rattle around the iron. Count it for Skylar Boss. Second free throw to come. Second free throw off the front of the iron. And once again, back to a tie game at 36-36 with Washington Township with the basketball. Front court to the right, starting the drive and drawing contact, Michaela Armstrong. So Armstrong will go to the line for a pair with 3:25 remaining in regulation. As we have a timeout called, we'll keep the call here. See, the timeout is to not see it. It is, again, it is a full timeout charge to Covenant Christian, as we'll keep the call here with 3:25 remaining, 36-36, a deadlock between Washington Township and Covenant Christian. Just a reminder, immediately after this game, we will send it from here at Morgan Township in Valparaiso to Hebron High School, where Bernie Goen and Jeff Marlowe are awaiting the call of the second game of the Class 2A Sectional 34 tournament between the North Newton Lady Spartans and the Boone Grove Lady Wolves. Right now on Bear Country 104.5 FM and 1560 AM, I don't have a score update, but right now, Bernie and Noah calling the Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers game at the moment against the Lady Satellites of South Central Union Mills. So Bernie and Jeff working a pair of games tonight. Certainly I'll be tuning in after this game is over. With a lot of anticipation as our girls sectional coverage just starting here on 97.7 The Q on this Tuesday night, Friday night. The semifinals, we don't quite know where we'll be as far as semifinal action. Of course, that all depends on what happens here tonight. The foul, by the way, on Covenant Christian, they're going to say Hope Zelstra, her third personal. So she leads her team in terms of total fouls. They're 300 a penalty. That's the fourth Covenant Christian foul, sending Michaela Armstrong to the line. Armstrong shooting to our right. Strong bend, quick release, back iron denied, and still a deadlock here in Morgan Township. 36-36 with one more to come. Seven fouls for Washington Township. So any more contact, Covenant Christian to the line. Now Kayla Armstrong with the gym deafening here in Valparaiso. Arcs it up and back iron denied on the second and going up. Baker the rebound. Here is Skylar Boss for Covenant Christian. The pitch for Zelstra. Can't come up with a layup. Gets her own rebound back. Second opportunity, no. Third time, no as well. As the ball loose right underneath the basket. And we have a jump ball, and the possession arrow will favor the Lady Knights of Covenant Christian with 3:11 remaining in regulation. So here's Skylar Boss for Dominique Bennett, comes up with a three, miss from the left corner near side. Quickly in transition, Olivia Klinger, Washington Township in the lane. Left-handed layup, leaves it short. Baker the flat-footed rebound. And Covenant Christian with the ball. Here is a pull-up jumper, no, for Boss. And we have a foul on Washington Township. Remember, they're in the bonus. Sydney Baker to the line, it appears. As they're going to say the foul on Megan Bobie, her second personal. That's the team's eighth. So an advantage tied up for Covenant Christian that they are in the bonus. Free throw up and back iron denied. However, you have to make these with every team magnified at this stage, 2:55 for regulation. Second free throw on the way from Sydney Baker as it misses as well. And Washington Township in transition, 2:50 in the downward spiral clock. Klinger with the ball for Armstrong. Armstrong right at the logo, holds her dribble. Counters and comes around a screen. The pitch for Lewis, thought about taking the three, but had defensive pressure in her face. 235 and counting for regulation. Armstrong coming around a screen set up by Bobby. Backs it out with 230. Motion the clock downward here in the fourth quarter. Here is Bobby from the free throw line. Has it blocked and coming up with the ball. Coming in Christian. Telstra with the ball. Here is Boss. Skyler Boss, the pitch, trying to go for Bennett in the near corner, losing her balance. The ball out of bounds in Washington Township with the basketball. 2:12 remaining, 36-36 tie. Well, it's all over as far as the first game from Hebron is concerned, as the South Central of Union Mills Lady Satellites end the Rensselaer Central Lady Bomber season with a 54-36 victory. Timeout call, Mike DeHaven of Washington Township. So for that game that just wrapped up on Bear Country, 104.5 FM and 1560 AM, 54-36, the Rensselaer Central Lady Bomber season comes to an end at the hands of the South Central of Union. Congratulations to Wes Ratke on a decent regular season. Certainly appreciate Wes and all of his help to our coverage as far as the Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers go, which comes to an end tonight at Hebron High School. And don't forget, Bernie and Jeff, Bernie Goen, Jeff Marlowe, they are waiting at Hebron for the second game between North Newton and Boone Grove. We will bring you that game right here on 97.7 The Q when we conclude matters here for Morgan Township. Still too early to tell, however, as both as coming out of the timeout, Washington Township, they will have the basketball at the near sideline left. Olivia Klinger will pull the trigger right in front of the near sideline in her own backcourt. Aiden Armstrong, the clock chiming, 2:10 and counting for the fourth. They get it across the 10-second line. Here is Bobby starting to drive, right-handed dribble, medium-range jumper, back iron denied, and going up for the rebound, Baker, and we have a foul on Washington Township. And Klinger called for the foul with two. So 1:58 remaining, and that is the third personal on Olivia Klinger. So Klinger with three fouls, Armstrong with three fouls, Lewis with four fouls. Right now, South or Washington Township in some serious foul trouble. The 1-1 misses for Baker, and that's a gift. Washington Township working the length of the floor. 1:50 in a downward spiral clock. Armstrong with the ball in the front court right. For Lewis, comes around a screen at the top of the key. Here is Klinger. Klinger, the pitch right at the top of the key as a go for Armstrong. Armstrong holds her dribble, red on red with black numbers front and back. Armstrong works in between the reins. The handoff to Lewis, starting the drive for Klinger, who loses the handle. Briefly, it hits the official inadvertently, but it goes out of bounds. A bad pass as Covington Christian will have the basketball. 1:29, not much scoring in this fourth quarter. 5-3, Washington Township outscoring Covington Christian. A mightily competitive game to start Class 1A, Sectional 49. Tyler Boss, the feed for Hope Zelstra. Now Boss gets it back, down to 1:15 counting. From the free-throw line, letting it go. Zelstra, medium-range jumper, no. Bennett trying to fight for the rebound. Instead, Washington Township comes up with it with Fody. Fody with the basketball. Washington Township, let's see what they want to do. We're inside the final minute of regulation, tied up at 36-36 between the Washington Township Lady Senators and the Covington Christian Lady Knights. These two teams have met every year since the 2009-10 basketball season at least once. They have met in recent years in a couple of sectional games. Klinger was driving to the netted cup, drawing contact in the act of shooting. A foul on Skylar Boss. That is her second personal with 42 seconds remaining. So shooting to her right and letting it go. Perfect on the first. Olivia Klinger. Baker's dozen for her. 13 points unofficially. One more to come as the gym starts to quiet here in Morgan Township. Second free throw come. The gym starting to make a little bit of noise. Second free throw. Beck Iron denied the ball. Loose all around in Washington Township with the offensive rebound. Bowlby. They will set their offense as we come up on 35 seconds and counting in the quarter. Klinger, right-handed dribble, draws a foul at the left elbow, far side. Foul on Covington Christian. And that's a foul they can afford to give. That's their sixth, one under the penalty. Leanne Buter called for her third personal, and we're going to keep the call here as a 30-second timeout called. Mike DeHaven, Washington Township. As mentioned, these two teams have met in a couple of sectional games in years gone by. They have played in the 2012 sectional and the 2014 sectional. February 7, 2012, it was the opening round of the sectional tournament that year for these two schools, and won by Covington Christian 57-43. 2 years later, 2 years and 4 days later, February 11, 2014, Washington Township would get the better end with a 48-21 opening round victory. Not quite the lopsided score it was in both years. Still close, too close to tell. 37-36, Washington Township with the advantage. Out of the 32nd timeout, they will hold possession with 31 seconds remaining in this Class 1A Sectional 49 opening round matchup, the lone opening round matchup of this tournament. Bowlby pushed, and that was a hard push. She had the foul as Skylar Boss called for the contact. That is seven fouls, and now both teams in the penalty. 17 fouls for Covington Christian. Boss, that's her third foul. So 30 seconds, only shaving 1 second off the game clock. Shooting to our right is Megan Bowlby. Arcs it up. Back iron denied on the 1-1. And Covington Christian gets the ball briefly back. They do get it back with Bennett. As they'll go to cross court. Oh, and we have a hard contact at midcourt. And they're going to say Covington Christian called for the foul. We'll go in the other way. Foul on the Lady Knights. That's a big foul, and it's Skylar Boss, her fourth. One more, her night's over. That's 18 fouls for Covington Christian, sending Lewis to the line. Lewis shooting to our right, strong bend, determined dribble at the charity stripe. Arcs it up and down, perfect on the first. That's big. One more, it'll only get bigger. 4 points, Mia Lewis, her first free throw of the night, hoping for two free throws to give her team a three-point advantage. It's 38-36, Washington Township. One more to come. Arcs it high and off the back iron tonight. Bennett gets it for Covington Christian on the rebound in the corner. 20 seconds and counting. Here's a quick feed for Zelstra. Comes up with the miss, leaves it short. The ball loose in the paint. Picked up by Buter. And we have a timeout called. Tim Zelstra of Covington Christian with 13 seconds remaining. So Covington Christian can play for the tie here with 38-36 in regulation. 13 seconds on the clock. And as a reminder, once again, out to Hebron after this for the Class 2A Sectional 34 nightcap between North. It was earlier on Bear Country, 104.5 FM and 1560 AM, that South Central ended Rensselaer Central's season, 54-36, pardon me, the victory for South Central. Bernie Goen and Jeff Marlowe are waiting at Hebron High School, and we will send it from here in Morgan Township to Hebron after this one, which still is undecided, not even close. A timeout, a full timeout called by Tim Zelstra, the first-year head coach who has had such a great season, only 4 losses in the 2019-20 campaign. Remember, Covington Christian, not in a conference. Their losses were to Couts on November 21st, Morgan Township on January 9th, North White on January 21st, and Culver on the road on January 27th. So inbounds, the ball will be inbounds by Buter at the baseline to the near side left. Down to 10 seconds. They'll pitch it into the corner for Buehler. Left-handed dribble. Buehler losing the handle, and it comes out to Klingo of Washington Township. That's going to do it. Down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds. No foul as the buzzer's going to sound, and Washington Township will escape Morgan Township High School with a 38-36 victory over Covington Christian. The Lady Knights see their season come to an end. One win shy of 20-19-5. Morgan Township, they're under 500, but they move on, and they improve to 10-12. We'll take on Couch in the back end of the semifinals here on Friday. We'll take a quick timeout, and then we'll send it out to Hebron after this. I'm Frank Sprinkle, 38-36, the lead, the win for Washington Township over Covington Christian. You're listening to Girls Basketball on 97.7 The Cue.
SP19 American Kitchen is a unique culinary treat for the whole family. Each weekend, Chef Brian puts his reputation on the line with a menu above and beyond your ordinary weekend restaurant. The five-star entrees paired with your favorite beverage and the delectable desserts have people raving over the creativity of SP19's weekend specials. Plus, their delicious family menu gives you so much more to choose from. Follow them on Facebook for new weekend specials. SP19 American Kitchen, where champions are made.
Dreams do come true. Have you ever dreamed of owning your own truck? Now you can. Call RMT Transport in Morocco and tell them you want a lease to own. RMT Transport is now hiring for Class A CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Please call Tiffany at RMT Transport Morocco for more information. Would you like more information on the lease to purchase program? Call RMT Transport in Morocco, 219-285-2307.
It's preseason tune-up savings on lawn and garden equipment from Anderson Outdoor Power. Get your equipment ready for spring with a seasonal 21-point tune-up special. Includes free pickup and delivery within a 15-mile radius. You'll get personalized service with the area's best certified technicians. Shop local and get the service you deserve with Anderson Outdoor Power, 325 Almond Street Southwest in DeMont. Or call 219-987-5212 for current pricing and repairs. The service that's one-on-one is sure to get things done.
When you want a mechanic with experience you can trust, call CR Repair and Towing in Brook. From brakes to oil changes to transmission and engine work, they do it all. Whether it's auto, truck, or a mower you need repaired, call the experienced staff at CR Repair and Towing. CR Repair and Towing offers new and used tires for heavy duty, agriculture, and lawn and garden, and accepts all major credit cards. For emergency service and towing, call 219-275-6100. CR Repair and Towing in Brook. Experience you can trust.
The win for the Washington Township Lady Senators, as it wasn't easy to say the least, but they move on to play on Friday night in the semifinal, this Class 1A Sectional 49 tournament. They will take on a Couch in the second game of the evening. The first game will be Morgan Township and Gary, 21st Century Charter, the two semifinal matchups, Morgan Township, the host school, Gary, 21st Century Charter, and then Couch and the victorious Washington Township Lady Senators. All right, let's give you the scoring as best as we have it. Unofficial totals. We'll start with the victors on the scoreboard, the Washington Township Lady Senators. They were led by Olivia Klinger, 13 points, the unofficial total for her, and the only player in double digits. Zoe Brickner had 8 points, as well as three players with 4 points, Mia Lewis, Olivia Martinez, Megan Bobie, and Michaela Armstrong. For the Covington Christian Lady Knights, who fall to 19-5 on the season, they were led by 17 points. Skylar Boss leading all scores unofficially on the floor. However, they didn't get much point production. They only had 8 points from two players beyond that, Hope Zelstra and Leanne Buehler, and 3 points for Dominique Bennett. As far as the scoring, quarter by quarter, Covington Christian outscoring Washington Township 10-5 in the opening quarter, and then Washington Township outscoring Covington Christian 12-9 in the second quarter to make it 19-17. Covington Christian at halftime, both teams deadlocked 14-all in the third quarter, with Covington Christian holding a 33-31 lead at the end of the third quarter, and Washington Township taking advantage of some key turnovers on the part of Covington Christian, outscoring Covington Christian 17-13. I'm Frank Sprinkle. Just a reminder, we're going to send you out very shortly to Bernie Gowen and Jeff Marlowe, who are going to be waiting at Hebron High School for the call of the Class 2A Sectional 34 nightcap, the first-round matchup between North game. It was Rensselaer Central, unfortunately, losing tonight. So that's going to do it for us here at Morgan Township High School. I want to thank Scotty Miller for spinning the dials back on Amsler Road. 38-36, the win for Washington Township over Covenant Christian. They move on to semifinal play on Friday night. I'm Frank Sprinkle. Right now, let's go to Hebron High School. Here is Bernie Gowen and Jeff Marlowe.
If you're a sports fan or just proud of your school, Reinforcements Design has the spirit wear that says, I'm a fan. Stocking hats, t-shirts, baseball caps, hoodies, sweatshirts, and scarves, too. Reinforcements Design is your Bomber sportswear headquarter like no other. Plus, Reen has something for all the local schools. See Reinforcements Design today on 114 just west of the Jasper County Fairgrounds, Rensselaer.
February is KitchenAid month at Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances. Want consistent performance combined with quality you can see and feel? KitchenAid has you covered. Designed by professionals, KitchenAid appliances deliver extraordinary power, strength, and capacity to take on the biggest tasks. See Marty and the boys at Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances in DeMott and Rensselaer for your new KitchenAid appliances.
Dreams do come true. Have you ever dreamed of owning your own truck? Now you can. Call RMT Transport in Morocco and tell them you want a lease to own. RMT Transport is now hiring for Class A CDL drivers. Drivers haul locally and are home every night. Please call Tiffany at RMT Transport in Morocco for more information. Would you like more information on the lease to purchase program? Call RMT Transport in Morocco, 219-285-2307.
SP 19 American Kitchen is a unique culinary treat for the whole family. Each weekend, Chef Brian puts his reputation on the line with a menu above and beyond your ordinary weekend restaurant. The five-star entrees paired with your favorite beverage and the delectable desserts have people raving over the creativity of SP 19's weekend specials. Plus, their delicious family menu gives you so much more to choose from. Follow them on Facebook for new weekend specials. SP 19 American Kitchen, where champions are made.
High school basketball here on WLQI is brought to you by the Good Table Restaurant, CNR Repair and Towing, Emerson Sonograph, RMT Transport, State Street Title, Anderson Outdoor Power, Suburban Propane, Kentland Bank, Joe's Mobile Home, Fozzie Califf TV and Appliances, MidwayNet.net, Reinforcement Designs, Smith's Ace Farm Store, Rensselaer Septic, and Charlie Roberts.
The proceeding has been a special presentation of WLQI Sports. Stay tuned for more classic rock on The Q. The following is a presentation of WLQI Sports.